You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, and also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, in the studio with a special guest this morning to talk about some summer strings from the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. Can you introduce yourself for our listeners?
Hi, I'm Janice Peterson, and I'm very happy to be here to talk about the new summer strings that are happening, sponsored by Marquette Symphony.
Absolutely. So this is something that's a new addition to kind of the MSO lineup in terms of the concerts and the appearances. And it's something that's happening in downtown Marquette for people to come out and hear and see everything that's happening, and also to kind of feature one of those sections of the group as well. Could you tell us a little bit about the concert that's coming up?
Yes. Our first concert is June 27th. It's at 7 p.m. in the Marquette Commons. We are going to be doing a variety of repertoire from very classical and standard, like the Mozart Eine kleine Nacht Musik.
Very familiar.
Yes, which everybody knows. It's been in 100 movies. And we're doing Nimrod from the Elgar Variations.
Oh, nice.
Which is very, very beautiful. Barber of Seville, that most people would recognize from the Bugs Bunny cartoon where he's shampooing Elmer Fudd's hair, or lack of hair. And then we're doing a jazz version of Summertime and a couple of medleys, Fab Four, which is a Beatles medley, and a salute to Michael Jackson, which is great fun.
Yeah.
And then a barrage tune, Mountain Spring, that's breathtakingly beautiful. And we're finishing up with a couple of patriotic tunes to get everybody primed for the 4th of July. Our big guest for this concert is Daryl Syria. He and I worked together on an arrangement of one of his classics, Born into UPA. The words are so inspiring. He talks about all the great things there are to do in the UP and how there's no other place, better place to be. So that should be really fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity to hear lots of fun and familiar tunes, and maybe some unfamiliar as well. And also to feature the summer strings. We were talking before this about how in the summertime, there's not always as many opportunities for some of the string section players in the orchestra, where, you know, there's some city band action happening for a lot of the other members and things like that. So this is a good spotlight for them.
This is. We were able to find, basically, it's a string quartet times three plus a bass player.
Excellent.
So we have 13 players, and we were able to recruit Marquette Symphony members who are out for the rehearsals and the concert for two different concerts this summer. So this is our pilot project, and it does give string players an opportunity to play in a group. And the benefits have been incredible. Our last concert of the season, we had our guest conductor, Octavio Masarokas, and who is now going to be he was the chosen one. He's going to be our permanent conductor.
And that was a lovely last concert of the season, too, and I really saw tremendous energy and just an oomph for the orchestra at that concert.
He demanded precision and passion, which is the perfect combination for an orchestra. He really got a lot out of us, and we were all quite inspired. And one of the remarks he made to us as the string section was that we needed to play together more. We needed to play like we were, that we loved each other. whether you do or not, he said, you must play like. And it really stuck with me because I've heard that from other conductors, and I've said it myself. Mm-hmm. And it's been a thing that we need to play more cohesively. Well, this summer strings group, in the first rehearsal, I saw it happening. Mm. Part of the reason is that we're rotating our seating.
Okay.
Every four pieces, we go clockwise and sit in a different seat. So everyone in the group has an opportunity to be the principal player of their section.
Okay.
And do a lot of leading cutoffs and starts. And in every way, we're watching those section leaders, and it's making us all watch each other more and listen more deeply. So already I'm seeing some really tremendous growth, and it's very exciting. And I hope Octavio notices when he comes back in September that there's been a change.
Yeah, well, that it sounds like really positive energy being traded amongst the string section, and I have to make a quick musical pun because it sounds like literal musical chairs in that case.
Absolutely. I mean, it
but
is.
For a good benefit.
Except that the music has already stopped when we are the music. But yeah. It is very exciting. It's very, very fun. And one of the things we've said in the past, like when we have our January collage and everybody donates time to put on this program, that there's love in the room. And there was definitely love in the room, and I think the audience will feel it and hear it if they come to our concert on Monday or Wednesday.
Yeah, so this is happening on Wednesday the 27th, and this is happening during Art Week downtown Marquette as well. So that Wednesday evening you can see some art around town and then come on down to the Commons to take in some really lovely music from the strings section of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. Is there any cost to this for anyone?
No, it's absolutely free. We will be taking donations because we'd like to see this continue and maybe even expand in years to come. At first we thought it might be rough to keep it to 13 players. It's worked out perfectly this summer, but we would like to try to raise a few dollars to keep it going.
Yeah, well, it'll be a lucky 13 for this concert. And then there's a follow-up as well later on this summer, right?
There is. The second concert of the season will be at the Ordock. We had a rehearsal there on that last Monday, and it was a beautiful space. We really enjoyed our time there. The Ordock concert starts at 6:30 because the Superior String Alliance faculty ensemble is going to perform that. They're our opening act.
Oh,
so
nice.
They're going to play 6:30 to 7, and then we'll be at 7, and that's on July 18th.
Okay.
And that should be a lot of fun. We're going to do some fiddle stuff on that concert, and we're going to have some special guests from the Hiawatha.
Oh, nice. So that'll kind of pair up nicely with that time of the summer season as well, too. So,
yeah, because that's excellent. The week before the Hiawatha Festival.
Yeah, yeah. So two opportunities to see the Marquette Symphony Orchestra's Summer Strings in concert. First, downtown Marquette, June 27th. That'll be Wednesday at 7 p.m. No cost to that, but donations are appreciated. And then again, later in the summer, the week before Hiawatha Fest, July 18th at the Ordock Brewing Company. Again, presented by the Marquette Arts and Culture Center and the Marquette Symphony Orchestra, all at the Marquette Commons this first go-round on the 27th. And I've been speaking with Janice Peterson. She's the concertmaster of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra and altogether a big proponent of positive musical energy with the MSO. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about this concert or the season?
I guess I just would like to add that we are very grateful for the MSO board for supporting this. Mm-hmm. Because Andrew Lacombe and I brought it up at a committee meeting, and the next day it was approved.
Excellent.
And that's very encouraging, and mm-hmm. So we very much appreciate our supportive board.
Excellent. Well, and what better opportunity than lovely summer weather and lovely music outside. Well,
yes.
Thank you again so much, Janice, for coming in to talk about the concert. And make sure you, again, come down to the Marquette Commons Wednesday, June 27th at 7 p.m. With special guest Daryl Syria and the Marquette Symphony Orchestra Summer Strings Concert.